it out over a vote. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Republican Congressman Tom Rice unseated in South Carolina by a primary challenger, but he was cordial, calling Russell Fry to concede.
You ran a great race, and you're going to make a great congressman.
Rice lost big, just like former President Trump wanted. He targeted the congressman for being one of the 10 House Republicans who voted to impeach him after last year's Capitol riot. But another Trump attempt to unseat a GOP House member critical of him failed.
Congresswoman Nancy Mace beat Trump endorsee Katie Arrington in South Carolina's 1st District GOP primary. Mace thanked those who supported her and Arrington.
Because it's going to make our campaign even stronger in November. To keep the first.
That's Fox's Grinnell Scott. In Texas, Republican Myra Taylor won a special election for an open house seat that had been held by Democrats. She'll be the first Mexican-born congresswoman. More women got abortions in 2020, reversing a trend of abortion decline. The Guttmacher Institute reports one in five pregnancies were aborted that year, about an 8% increase over 2017. This is as we await a Supreme Court decision that could allow states to further restrict abortions. The leaked draft opinion showing conservative justices ready to rule that way led to pro-choice protests outside justices' homes. An armed man was arrested for attempting to kill Justice Brett Kavanaugh. That's prompted the House to join the Senate, approving enhanced security for justices and their families.
It should not have taken a threat against Justice Kavanaugh to force action.
That is House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. Two police officers gunned down in California, responding to a motel stabbing in El Monte near L.A., the shooter killed by other officers. All the inflation we're paying? We'll have the Federal Reserve inflating interest rates today, up to a 0.75% hike expected. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Ahead of the Fed's decision to raise interest rates later today, stock futures are rising the day after the Dow dropped again another 151 points, but the Nasdaq rebounded a bit, up 19 points. Now, the price of gas is down a fraction today after 18 straight days of record highs. AAA does still have regular at around $5.01 per gallon on a national average. What was unthinkable 40 years ago is now reality.
At 67 years old, John Hinckley Jr. is no longer a threat to the public and has shown no signs of mental illness since the mid-1980s. That from a federal judge on Hinckley who tried to assassinate President Reagan in 1981 and who's now free from court oversight.
With all the negativity, there's still you and me.
John Hinckley Jr., a music artist who started his own record label, releasing that and other songs on his YouTube channel. He's now living full-time in Virginia following his supervised release from a mental institution in 2016. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Now, Hinckley was found not guilty by reason of insanity for that attack. It also injured a Secret Service agent, a police officer, and White House Press Secretary James Brady. This is something unthinkable 20 years ago.
Chances are your first web pages were viewed on Netscape until you forgot about Netscape because Microsoft came out with their own web browser, Internet Explorer. It first debuted in 1995 as an add-on to Windows 95, and starting today, Internet Explorer will no longer be supported as Microsoft will solely authorize its newer browser called Edge. It means you will need to port over settings and plugins to Edge if you haven't already. Google's Chrome browser continues to be the world's most popular. Eben Brown, Fox News.
In baseball, the Atlanta Braves won their 13th straight game beating Washington. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.